This is TWiT.
Now an update on the soap opera developing between Apple and its Sapphire partner, GT Advanced Technologies. You may remember Apple promised last year to advance GT $578 million to develop a Sapphire plant in Mesa, Arizona. But last month when Apple introduced its phones, no Sapphire, at least not on the screens. Shortly thereafter, GT Advanced closed the plant and filed Chapter 11. Apple has filed a claim saying the company is owed $439 million. Yesterday, GT announced it had reached a settlement with Apple that it described as a, quote, amicable parting of the ways, end quote. GT will sell off the 2036 Sapphire furnaces in Mesa, Arizona, and use the proceeds to settle its debt with Apple. As part of the agreement, documents that would have explained this somewhat mysterious relationship between the two companies will be sealed. This did not sit well with attorneys for the Wall Street Journal in the state of New Hampshire, who complained that the public has a right to know why hundreds of workers are being laid off and why creditors are being asked to accept pennies on the dollar. The judge has not yet approved the settlement or the disposition of the documents. Philip Elmer DeWitt is here from Fortune.com, longtime Apple watcher. It's great to have you on the show, Philip.
Glad to be here. Glad to be invited.
This is a great story. It's one of those mystery stories that people wonder, what went on? Do you have any sense of what happened here? And more importantly, perhaps, who was at fault?
Well, you know, the document that would tell us is under seal. And it's an affidavit by the COO, of the chief operating officer of GT. And apparently he laid it all out, blow by blow, in a way that Apple was just determined that it was never going to get public. The judge in the case, it came up last week. Apple filed its objection and said the objection had to be under seal. And then the judge read the document in question and said he really was having trouble finding anything that was so damaging that it would have to be kept secret. So I think that's probably what brought the deal about. That's my theory, is that Apple was facing a judge that was about to say, let it all hang out. So I was in court yesterday, and they kept us waiting all day. There was a lot of paper shuffling back and forth. They said it would be ready in an hour, and then it was another 2 hours, and then it was 3 hours. And then finally at 4:30, they were about to close the courthouse. They announced that they had a deal, the one you described, where GT gets to sell off those 2,000-plus furnaces, and whatever they can get for them, Apple will take as settlement. Some percentage of the revenue Apple will take as a deal. Anyway, so what went wrong? We won't know until someone leaks that document. Apple has asked for all the electronic copies to be destroyed, all the paper copies to be destroyed. It was quite elaborate, the precautions they were taking. My theory is that, I picked this up, other people's theory, that Apple had a thought of using them maybe in the high end, not just in the lenses of the cameras, not just in the watches, but in the higher end of the iPhone 6s. And the Japanese suppliers who were there at the hearing and who had provided some equipment for these furnaces said that there was no way that the watches would have absorbed as much silicon as sapphire as they were making. Had to be for an iPhone. Apple denies that, or steers you away from that, but that seems to be what happened. So they made the glass, or the sapphire. It wasn't good enough, probably, for what it didn't meet the specs that Apple had in mind. It wasn't shatterproof enough, or it wasn't clear enough, or something. Apple rejected it, refused to give them the last part of the loan. And, GT was burning $1.5 million a day running this plant, making stuff that Apple had no use for. So it was just untenable. And it sent them into bankruptcy. They have a whole other business making these furnaces that's doing fine, but they got into the Sapphire production business for Apple. They were actually making the stuff, and it turned out they couldn't make it good enough. The whole thing, the deal fell apart, and Apple, you got the sense from Apple that they bent over backwards trying to make it work with GT, but the stuff just wasn't good enough, and it came to a head, and they finally settled it last night.
Of course, Apple has an incredible penchant for security. You could see why Apple might want to keep these documents sealed, especially since one leak, one little tidbit we learned from the case is that Apple charges $50 million per violation of secrecy to its suppliers, that the supplier, like GT, agreed to pay $50 million if anything of this leaked out.
Yeah, that's the first time we actually got a price figure on the NDA. You always wondered, well, how did Apple keep these secrets? Well, there's your answer.
Now we know, yeah.
You sign an NDA, and if you break it, you get, slapped with a $50 million in damages. That brought up an interesting issue with Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal, because the Wall Street Journal got kicked out of the courtroom when this document came up that Apple's been trying to keep secret. And so the Dow Jones lawyers filed, they asked the judge to open it up. They said, there's no reason to keep this secret. Petition is the word, basically brings to a head is the question of does the NDA trump the right of the creditors to know what happened to their money? They're owed millions of dollars. They're about to get paid pennies on the dollar. And the debtor is now telling them what went wrong.
Yeah.
We've dealt with Apple NDAs a lot. Leo, you must have seen hundreds of, you've heard about hundreds
of these. I refuse them, but yes, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Now we know how they work. Yeah. As you get sent to the poorhouse.
I don't think they fine journalists $50 million, however. They just get mad at them.
Well, no, they tried to shut down the block.
Shut them down, yeah.
Anyway, so that's as much as I know.
Yeah. Do you think the judge is inclined to unseal these documents and that we may end up finding out what happened?
He certainly sounded that way. A lot of bankruptcy judges apparently do honor these kinds of secret agreements. And he said he was not one of those guys. He philosophically was against it. He acknowledges that Apple might want to keep certain prices secret. He's willing to cross out some numbers, but he just didn't see the argument for this. Yeah. And there were a lot of parties there, not just the Wall Street Journal, but the creditors and the state of New Hampshire, for that matter, where this company is located, who have an interest in seeing the document. So it'll be a really interesting thing. I forget exactly when the hearing is. I think it's on the 21st.
We'll watch with interest. Thank you, Philip.
Thank you.
Philip Elmer DeWitt is a senior editor of Courts at Fortune.com. You could follow him on Twitter at Philip E.D. and read his writings at Fortune.com/PED. Thank you, Philip. Take care.
Thank you.